The candidates running to represent Arizona's 2nd congressional district met last night for a debate in Tucson. Water and military bases were among the federal issues Democrat Ann Kirkpatrick and Republican Leah Marquez Peterson addressed. KJZZ and Arizona Public Media co-hosted the event with several media partners. This question is from the Arizona Republic's Ronald Hansen.
Ms. Kirkpatrick, what should be the federal government's role or Congress's role in a drought contingency plan that serves multiple states in the Colorado River watershed?
We have a water caucus, and it's primarily Western states. It has to be a regional solution because we're all in this together. We've got to find solutions for the West. But we also have a serious problem right here in Congressional District 2. I was down in Sulphur Springs Valley, recently heard a story of a family there, bought land with a home there. They were from the Midwest. They didn't even think to ask about water. They got there, turned on the spigot, and out came sand and mud. And that's because the water table there has been sucked out by these large, large foreign agriculture farms. We've got to address that problem. We've got to have hearings in Congress about that. It affects so many people in the West. There is a solution. We can come out with a drought plan that affects all of the Western states and addresses the lack of water in the Colorado River. Those are tough questions that we need to deal with, and we can do it.
Thank you. Ms. Marquez Peterson, you have 30 seconds if you'd like.
So the role of the federal government, I think, is certainly in planning. However, some of the very drastic conditions we're facing in Cochise County in particular need to be a partnership between local jurisdictions and the federal government. One of the first things we can do is appoint a director of Bureau and Land Management. That's an important function, an important person that can relate to the water situation and the crisis we're facing in Cochise County. I think decisions about water need to be made locally by local jurisdictions, and they need to be at the table.
For the remainder of the evening, we'll ask questions covering a variety of issues facing the nation. We begin with Steve Goldstein from KJZZ, and this question is for Ms. Kirkpatrick.
Ms. Kirkpatrick, there's another BRAC-based realignment and closure coming in 2021. If you're serving in Congress during that discussion, what specifically would you try to do as a member of Congress to ensure that Fort Huachuca remains a viable asset for the U.S. military and in Cochise County?
Yes, you know, we have Fort Huachuca, which is a cyber command center, and then we've got Davis-Month and Air Force Base, which is home for the A-10. I co-sponsored Barber's legislation to save the A-10. Those two bases combined bring about $5 billion to southern Arizona. I would fight any effort to close down either one of those bases and would work with the commanders at both bases to make sure they have the resources that they need. I want to be on the Appropriation Committee. We don't have anyone in Arizona on the Appropriation Committee right now, and I'd like to be on the Defense Subcommittee to make sure that we protect Fort Huachuca and also Davis-Month, and we'll work very hard to do that.
Ms. Marquez Peterson, you have 30 seconds if you would like.
So I've been working on this issue. I've been part of the Southern Arizona Defense Alliance, which are community leaders that have gathered to fight against BRAC in Southern Arizona. I'm also a member of DM50, which is the community support group here in our community. You need community outreach and support and an outpouring of that support in order to fight back on BRAC. We need additional missions. We need to do all we can to support and protect Fort Huachuca and Davis-Monthan.
That was Leah Marquez Peterson, a Republican, and Ann Kirkpatrick, a Democrat, debating last night in Tucson. Thanks to our media partners for hosting this event. You can hear the entire debate at elections.kjzz.org.